Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Elmer Smith. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Harris. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Shano Collins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roxy Walters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Quinn. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. There goes Harris. The throw from Schalk to second, and Harris is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pratt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Strunk moves to second. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pratt. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Collins applying the tag. Two outs. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Collins applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Mulligan reaches second base with a double. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Collins reaches second base with a double. Mulligan scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to third. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn has Collins trapped. There's the throw to Walters and over to Dugan, who tags Collins for the out. Strunk moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strunk scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pratt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball towards right. Smith catches it and throws to first to double up Robertson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters takes first base on ball 4. O'Rourke moves to second. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0 for 1 in the game. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quinn for the out. O'Rourke moves to third. Walters moves to second. Two outs. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pratt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 2 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pratt moves to second. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Collins reaches second base with a double. Pratt scores. Dugan goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball towards left. Harris settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Harris. Shealy moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Collins. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Shealy scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robertson bunts in front of the plate. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to third. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Schalk scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mulligan hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benkar pinch hits for Roxy Walters. Benkar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Carr reaches second base with a double. Muddy Rule pinch runs for Benkar. Mike Minoski pinch hits for Jack Quinn. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy fields it and throws to second for the out. Rule moves to third. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rule scores. Smith moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns is hit by the pitch. Smith moves to third. Harris moves to second. Ferdy Shupp now pitching. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Smith scores. Harris moves to third. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Muddy Rule now catching. Alan Russell now pitching. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Strunk takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to third. Hooper moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins scores. Hooper scores. Strunk moves to third. It's 6-4, White Sox. Bill Piercy now pitching. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke fields it and throws to home to get Strunk. Falk moves to third. Shealy moves to second. One out. Ferdy Shupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shupp takes first base on ball 4. Falk scores. Shealy moves to third. Schalk moves to second. It's 7-4, White Sox. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball towards center. Collins catches it and throws to home to double up Shealy. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Collins hits a line drive into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule strikes out. Two outs. Bill Piercy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Mulligan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Strunk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hooper moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule has Hooper trapped. the throw from Rule to Dugan and back to Rule, who tags Hooper out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold pinch hits for Bill Piercy. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold takes first base on ball 4. Shovel Hodge now pitching. Eddie Foster pinch hits for Elmer Smith. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Leibold moves to second. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hodge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leibold scores. Foster moves to third. It's 7-5, White Sox. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pratt takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to second. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foster tags and scores. Harris scores. Pratt tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's White Sox, 7, Red Sox, 7. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pratt moves to third. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold now playing center field. Alex Ferguson now pitching. Shano Collins now playing right field. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Schalk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Blankenship now pitching. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Leibold takes first base on ball 4. Alex Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Leibold. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Leibold steals second. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 3 for 5 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leibold moves to third. Harris moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Johnson moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to third. Mulligan moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferguson fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pratt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Dugan bunts in front of the plate. Schock fields it and throws to first for the out. Pratt moves to second. One out. Chanoe Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pratt scores. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.